computer.
Got it.
Here we go. So I'm Danny. I'm confirming I'm correctly. I hit record and it is recording. So the editing should be better this week.
You know, it's funny. Like it cracks me up because I'm a big Barstool fan, and they there was they do a daily rundown, and there was a few times where they didn't record it, and then they would be like, "This one's not as funny because the original one wasn't recorded," and then he had a big post, like a big whiteboard behind him that says press effing record.
Well, we did it this week. Cue music. Okay, and we are back. So for anybody who is watching this on YouTube, well, first of all, we are Dad So Hard.
We got some guests. We are Dad So Hard.
There's a lot going on in the Dad So Hard studio production
office. At the Dunleavy layer.
Dunleavy house. I am Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney over here.
And we are two dads, two friends, two guys talking about our lives, sharing stories, and talking about the trials and tribulations.
Vin, get a little closer to the mic, unless maybe my volume's down.
No, can you hear me? Your volume should be down.
Oh, no, now you're good. Yeah.
I think America. Maybe America. That was Danny, not me.
Sorry.
Listen, we're back, but it's okay because you may hear some other noise in my mic. And if you're watching this on YouTube for our four fans,
he's got the critters with
listen
him.
On audio. But I get questions. What do you guys look like? It's easy to see. Just go to YouTube and you can watch the party start. I am joined by two very special guests that have been on this podcast before. Once or twice. Who are you?
The reason he's a dad.
Emily who?
Dunleavy.
And Emily Dunleavy.
Nailed it.
Who are you?
My name is Poopyhead.
Ooh. So we're joined by Emily Dunleavy.
And Poopyhead Dunleavy.
And Poopyhead. So you could watch the chaos ensue on the video. But Danny and I, as we get into this week's episode, the first thing we want to do is just thank everybody. If this is your first time, and hopefully maybe your second time listening, because last week we broke some records. And we had a lot of new viewers. So thank you for tuning in.
Hopefully we're getting some retention, and hopefully you stick with us because it's worth it. Trust me. And if you don't want to stick with us, just let it automatically download on your podcast app. Either way, we're good.
And maybe just hit play in the background. You don't have to listen to it.
Yeah.
But thank you. And if you are back or you have not visited us on social media, Danny, where can people get more from us?
Instagram and Facebook at Dad So Hard Podcast, Twitter at Dad So Hard Pod, email us dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com. Check out the website, wearedadsohard.com. Haven't updated it in about 7 months, so that'll be fun. And I think that's it. Yeah, I think those are the ways to contact us. If you're lucky, maybe we'll give out Vinny's personal number and you can text him. Maybe I'll give you the house phone. You call him at midnight, wake the kids up. That's always a good one. Looks like I'm going solo now because
hello?
The microphone hello? Away from Vinny and they won't give it back. So
hello?
Shane was saying hello. I will hold the mic. What do you want to say to Danny?
I am Poopyhead. I pee.
Look, this is real dadding.
Can you hear that? Yeah. So Shane just wanted everybody to know he has a poopy head and he, what'd you say, you pee on your couch?
Peed on the couch. Ooh, that's no good.
You pee. You do pee. But today, listen,
everyone does.
I know. So if you're back, this is going to be a big episode because there's a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. So again, if you didn't tune in last week, we're mailing out books. We're sending out T-shirts. A big shout out to James Breakwell at Exploding Unicorn. Listen last week, and you'll get going. I'm literally being attacked while we do this,
hey,
guys. I'm in the Dad Hard News. What I want to talk about this week, a little bit about our weekend, weekend in particular, Danny, I had a good birthday party for Shane, and it was a boys' party, which is slightly different than when I go to Emily's party when it's all girls.
Nice.
What we're going to talk about, I'm going to share, and then you can comment. We have a new segment.
Yep.
Danny's excited for it.
I'm pumped.
I actually did research.
Hear it in my voice. Just trust me.
Yeah, I did a lot of research this afternoon on breaking dad news, and so we're going to whip through If you're listening to this, there's some big stories that are out there. Some are interesting, and Danny has not heard about them yet.
Well, yeah, I'm not a big research guy, not a big news guy. If it's not in cartoons, I don't know about it.
So I actually did spend a solid 15 minutes searching the interwebs for dad news. So blow what do you do? Four you Google, very different stories.
You Google dad news? Is that literally what you type in?
I can't give away my secrets.
Okay. All right. Good. I don't want to know.
I may give them away for you, Shane, but I can't.
Google alerts. Dad.
And then we are going to revisit at the very end of this podcast another week of dad wins and dad fails.
Okay.
Emily asked me what it is. You will see if you listen, if you're good. Right, we're gonna do it, and the language in this, I'm gonna strive for PG-13.
I mean, I'm looking at children, so I am not gonna curse.
But listen, in the Dunleavy household, we could easily skirt NC-17 and an R rating in 3 seconds.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm like, I don't know. Shane's
sometimes my mouth works too quickly for my mind, so I apologize in advance.
I'm not. There's no apology needed. My kids, I am their father. There's nothing you can do to embarrass them or speak more inappropriately than what happens in my own world.
Yep.
As Shane just yells out pee-pee in the background. So I'm going to see how good the audio is, because it's going to be interesting to see if it picks up any of the
bit. I mean, I hear a little bit of it. We'll see.
The background music. So this week, Shane is 6 years old, or mm-hmm. turning six, five and a half. So we had one of his school birthday parties at what we would like to call... it's the bounce house place. This one is called Pump It Up.
Ooh, okay.
So Pump It Up is, I would say it's the classic.
No, it's like blow up. It's a blow up room. It's like three rooms with blow up stuff inside, and like you can climb on it and stuff. It's like trampolines, but blow up ones.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and it is quintessentially what I would say from either a 4-year-old to a 7-year-old. It is the quintessential 90 to 100 minute party, because you get in,
yep,
and you get about, I would say, 35 minutes in one room. Kids are running around, mm-hmm. bounce, bounce, bounce. They then switch rooms, a new set of bounce houses. Then you go to the third room for the last half hour. Part trace is the pizza and then dessert.
And the birthday person gets the blow up chair they got to sit in.
They have a Pump It Up Game of Thrones chair.
You know what? I like the only thing I don't, I love those places. They exhaust the kids. They have a great time. You kind of have to half supervise them because it's pretty safe. But I feel like at least one kid comes home sick, like of your own. So like, I would say it's 50-50 of all the kids.
I would challenge
they're
you.
They're breeding grounds for like germs.
But all the kids that are there are all the kids they're with in school all week. So I think unless there is a kid who's really
but
coronavirus or COVID.
Slobbering and sliding all over the same things in school.
No, okay, good point.
Before food.
That's true. There's not a lot of sanitary wipes.
Yes. Emily nailed it. That's my point. Like, you don't know the party that was there right before you. You
good
know
point.
What I mean?
And I
they're not cleaning that stuff off.
They don't wipe everything. They just leave it for the next people.
You don't think anybody wipes that stuff down?
No.
They don't.
Definitely not.
Well,
because it's too big for them to do. Like, probably they have like 30 minutes next party.
Yeah, no, she's nailing it right on the head. You'd have to bring in a cleaning crew before every single party, which they do not do.
They probably don't even do it once a week. They probably don't even do it once a week.
Exactly. We're lucky if they clean it once a quarter.
Yep. So the one thing I loved about this party, so generally in these parties, I love the 90-minute routine. And I would argue sometimes my criticism of them is sometimes they're either too early in the morning. There's sometimes a 10 o'clock start, which means by 11:30, it's cake. And they basically they're eating pizza at 11, but they had just had breakfast when they.
I like a 1 or a 2 p.m. start.
Once I had a birthday party there, and like my friend, their party was so early in the morning, they had bagels instead of pizza. It's like breakfast. I did not like it.
Yeah, it's like Bagel Friday for a kid's party.
Correct. It's Bagel Friday, but you don't want that at all.
By the way, I'm loving the kid commentary. If you're a first time listener to Dad So Hard, we normally don't have the kid commentary. I kind of dig it.
We are our formats change every week.
Honestly, like again, if this is your first time listening, listen to every episode because it's a different format every
single. You never know what they
get. Show week to week.
Right. So what I loved about this one is this one had a Saturday 4:30 start time.
Oh, you like that?
Oh, first of all, we didn't have much going on, but I would argue 4:30. Think
about this. That means 6:30.
It's six. Again, it's 6:30.
That's and actually by the time, pretty good.
You mean you have your whole Saturday free? You know, got a kid party at 4:30. They're eating dinner at 5:30.
They're eating. They're coming home tired and ready for bed.
By the time you're home at 6:30, they just are exhausted. I mean, I was dripping sweat.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He sucked down one solid slice of pizza.
Here's my fear, though. On the ride home, they're so tired, they take a nap, wake up when you get home, you're screwed for the night.
So this is the issue, Danny. Local parties, how far?
I would argue,
it's only going to happen if you're traveling for a cousin's party and you're going an hour away.
I'm just saying, like, it depends, because Cody, turning three, if he's tired,
he's knocked out
in a minute in the car.
I would argue this, but this is Pump It Up, and Emily, you can give a commentary on this. I think Pump It Up is age appropriate for a 3 to, I would say, max 7-year-old, which is a first grader party.
I don't like it because, like, they don't really change the things. It's always the same. So, like, I would say for ages, like, probably 3 like you did. But then I'll do, like, probably, like, 6-ish, 7. Because, like, see, I never liked Pump It Up. Like, I only liked it, like, the first couple times because, like, they probably only change. They changed, like, one of them in, like.
Once a year, they have a new Ninja Warrior one there.
Yeah, but, like, it's still, like, not so good.
Here's where I'll say it's all about the quality of people that you're with.
I would argue, yes, the issue, though, is – so that's it. So getting back to the quality, this party actually had a solid – sometimes you go, there's, like, 50 kids, it's too many. This one had about 20. And this was all dudes. Most of it was – there were some girls there, but this was a boy party, and I think – we've always had big parties for Emily and gone to, like, girl parties. Mm-hmm. This was one where, like, when you see 6-year-old boys, five-year-olds turning 6, a couple 7-year-olds, they run around, body blocking. It's like a football squad, elbowing. And now I knew a number of the kids. I've been involved. Yeah. And so randomly, I had no problem with watching the bumps and the bruises.
Yeah.
Hi.
I had no problem with the bumps and the bruises. However, a couple other dads, and now this is one where when it's your son's party, generally, I think more fathers show up, like, and I think moms show up when it's their son. But I do think when it's a bunch of boys, the dads, I think the moms are more easily like, yo, you're bringing the boy to the boy party. A lot more dads going to be there. So this was a very dad heavy party. Okay. A lot of us, some I had met before, some I had not.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to see real dad behavior. Like, I let Shane ran in, I let him go, I went chatted up some dads, and then you had what I would call some dads acting as the helicopter moms. Oh. Like, they were following their kids around, they were hyper-vigilant, more to making sure their son wasn't the one beating everybody up.
I would rather.
Right? Because you've got kids, boys.
I respect that.
So they were being very much like, I just have to be on an apology tour. It was like, oh, my kid just pushed that kid down, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it was the first time I feel like I noticed more helicopter dadding that way than I had moms.
I would rather have, like, a art party or, like, a soccer party because, like, Pump It Up's more of, like, a running around party and bouncing. Like, you're sweating after pizza.
Have you ever been injured at Pump It Up, Emily?
Huh.
I probably, like, fell once or twice.
Which is an issue.
Because, like, they have these, you know, like, those little cart things. They're not like cars, but they're like things that you ride on that, like, for 3-year-olds.
Yeah, they make no sense. That they're
and, like, they're there and, like, people run into them and there's balls you can play with there and, like, throw and catch. Those usually hit three people.
They had some party hazards. They literally, Danny, had, like, 3 hula hoops just, like, on the floor. They had, like, a little.
It's just in case.
Okay, somebody brings, like, the 1-year-old and the 1-year-old. There's always the sibling that's really young. So they have those little. Like, yeah, it's those elephants. Shane actually, I think I tripped over one. It was like a little elephant that I was like, what's this on the ground?
Let's see what happens.
It seems like in the beginning, you're like, okay, there's enough employees. But then when you're actually in the room, it seems like there's, like, like not even one in the room. Like it seems like there's like four in the room, but yeah. they're all spread out because rooms are so big. Well,
and Emily, can I tell you a secret of those employees? How old do you think they are, Danny?
17.
They're getting like their first job after like high school or college.
No, they're in high school.
In high school.
They're in high school and they're collecting a paycheck. So I believe I saw four girls in a corner just chatting. There was no party management going on.
No. They're not going into like the education.
The only minors, management masters. Is to get like all the kids to line up to go to the next room. They're like
Yeah.
Everyone like line up.
And then they make you run around. This one though, the other thing I'd like to say though, Danny, is and I showed you a video of this. We may put it on an Instagram story. The second room this week, they did a black light. So it was all dark. And it was
a good black light.
The shade, I mean, like the lights were, it was pitch black and they had fluorescent lights on. So all of the bouncing, like if you had a kid who had, like Shane had yellow on his shirt, so I could see him in the bounce houses because his clothes were glowing. It wasn't pitch black. I mean, if it was pitch black, that would be crazy. But it was dark enough that you could like see.
Yeah. Yeah.
My t-shirt can light up.
His t-shirt lit up. So when he went into that. They had a Ninja Warrior. They had a giant Ninja Warrior bounce castle. If you could barely see in the size of stuff during the day.
NBC.
It was pitch black. I was like, "What is in this thing?"
They don't usually do that.
It was a new one.
Yeah. What are these papers you keep shuffling around?
Oh, the paper. That's my research notes. For today.
Your All notes.
Right, listen, that's a segue. So we're getting into the papers. Okay, guys. We're check it off, Emily. We got the first part of the party done. Yeah, we did it. Black lights. I talked about black lights. I talked about
the hell of a
helicopter dads. Yeah, and boys. Yeah, helicopter boys. We talked a little bit about that. I'm going to come back to at the end.
Oh, is that?
That's a memory for me.
No, he's going to bring it full circle.
Full circle. Well, this is one you have to watch on the internet. Everybody.
Yeah, you're going to have to watch this one.
You got
to
see what this looks like. So we're going to do a new segment called Breaking News. I am going to hit some headlines for Danny. And we're going to see, Danny, what I thought is there's four answers here, I think.
By the way, I just want to say real quick, what? All hell is breaking loose upstairs.
Oh, my God. I'm nervous. I want to see the door behind you bust open with one of your kids.
Upstairs, that's why I keep looking up.
Oh, my God, it's going to be amazing. This is real. We are like in a war zone of our families right now doing this podcast. My wife's already in bed. She gave up on our kids after Shane wouldn't stop Chromecasting his iPad on the TV. There was
we're watching our show more like
Emily and Lisa watching TV. Shane had his iPad and he kept hitting the Chromecast to put it on the TV, and they kept arguing. And then he was watching my Netflix account
again.
Well, he's been watching. He's been watching all these police movies. Today was on. He binge watched Austin Powers like the entire series.
Good choice.
And they're PG-13 movies. So, but at the end, then
he's six. So
six, it's appropriate. So then, what happened was, Elisa kept taking the iPad. She's like, "You have to figure out a way to get your account off of Netflix." Oh, I heard that one, Danny.
Yeah.
I heard that. There's a lot of bad. There's a lot of background noise in this house.
Yeah.
So, but literally, I said to Elisa, "I go, you can't take my account off Netflix. Netflix has five accounts. Like, you either take all of Netflix off, or like that's
yeah.
He can click onto kids." Or he clicks onto me. You have to.
The worst part is, I don't know who's stomping. I don't know if it's Mary Jane or the kids.
We will all know tomorrow morning on Instagram, Danny, if we're dead. we're going to survive ourselves. So here we're going to go through these headlines in no random order, but they're crazy. We're going to talk through them all, Emily. We're going to talk through them all. So the first story, Danny, I have is, and so you have to give me the answers. Oh, we are all over this. I think you either have to say agree, disagree, stop the insanity, or bring it on.
Can I pick?
Right, like what is your opinion of the situation?
Can I pick?
You can have one too, Emily. You can say. Okay. So we're gonna go.
I'm not gonna remember those choices, so I'm just gonna react.
Give me a reaction. So yeah. I'm gonna tell you what I think is the headline. Yes, hang on, Shane.
You're gonna tell me the actual headline?
No, I'm gonna give you what I'm gonna do is. Well, how do I do it? Do you want me to tell you the headline of the story and then you react to it, and then I'll tell you what happened in the story? No, because that's not the headline.
Sure.
No, I'm gonna. You could read that out. You can read that after.
The one I read.
I did some copy and pasting and I forgot some of the headlines. So the headline, I know that.
Fine. We'll figure it out. We'll roll with it.
I'm going to tell you. So this headline is that, oh my God, I can't, guys, I'm never going to get through this.
Yeah.
Really well, bad produced show. So, a father of a St. Lawrence College, Sarah Lawrence College daughter moved into his daughter's on-campus housing during her sophomore year. And let's say nothing good came of it, Danny.
That's the headline?
That is the headline story. So the man, he moves into his daughter's campus room. This story is a headline now because we'll tell you why. 2010, his daughter goes to college. He needs to be involved. He decides to move. I guess they allowed him on campus. It says his in her campus housing, on campus housing. He moves in.
Yeah.
Who,
I don't know. That's kind of freaky.
No
stuff.
Way. How does this story end, Danny? How do you think the story ends?
I think this story ends with something bad happening to another girl that lives there.
Oh, let's see, Emily, the part of this whole game that me and Danny play is Danny is actually psychically connected to the universe and what I'm about to say.
Was that right?
So you are extremely close. So what ends up happening, so why this is in the news today when he did it in 2010 is because he was just recently
prosecuted.
He was recently indicted on charges for, get this, manipulating, abusing, and extorting his daughter's friends and other victims, netting him in the course of her college education $1 million in 10 years.
Yep. Sounds about right.
What he did was they are accusing him, and the abuse was first reported in New York Magazine, which I
pyramid scheme.
He here, Emily, do you want to read this paragraph?
Yeah.
Read right there. Raise.
Cool. Okay. Is that physiology?
You're gonna Emily's physiology? Psychology. Psychological. Emily's gonna become our news reader. She's like the Natalie Morales of Dad So Hard.
That was a news noise.
Ray's psychological and physical abuse began after he moved into his daughter's on-campus housing during her sophomore year in late 2010 and started therapy.
Therapy's in quotes. So you gotta say therapy.
Therapy.
What did she... Season? Did she not start therapy?
Sessions with some of her roommates, according to the indictment.
So wait, so he started in 2010, Danny. He started therapy sessions with her roommates in on campus. Who would go to what? Emily, you will never go to therapy with one of your friend's dads. That is like an insane idea.
Yeah.
He allegedly used these sessions to prey on their
vulnerabilities
and mental health problems.
I mean, this dad was
he knew his target, the preyed on the weak.
Correct, but he did. Oddly, what I thought was fascinating about it was, like, did any of the girls tell like their own parents? Oh. You know, like, because they don't say the girl's name. Say the girl's Jackie. So, like, Jackie's dad's living on campus.
They probably had issues with their parents. Probably don't speak to their parents.
Well, that's probably why they agreed to go to therapy with one of their roommates' dads. Exactly. Okay, good point. What? Oh, well, this is the next story. Can I do it? Well, okay, we're going to get the next story. Okay, so that's story number one.
The second story is,
Danny, but I'm going to set it up, and he's going to tell us what occurred, and then you're going to say what really happened. Now we're getting in a rhythm. So, Danny, if your son or daughter, you send them to school, and you give them food, they don't like the food, you come home. How do you reasonably figure out that your kid's not eating or not liking what you're packing? Wait, Danny has to go. No.
Well, that they're probably starving when they come home from school.
All right, so that's one way. Emily. Emily, what did this? So this is the story of a 7-year-old girl. Okay. What did this 7-year-old girl?
This is a brilliant note a sassy 7-year-old schoolgirl left her for her dad in her lunchbox, telling him, "I'm not eating my sandwich because I hate humans."
Humans?
Humans?
Hummus. Oh. Depending on those parents are packing. Emily. Human. It does look like human.
Oh my God. I was going to say that is pre-crime. You lock that girl up.
So that was a good. So yeah, so that I think actually for a 7-year-old, now a 7-year-old is in what grade, Emily?
Second.
So a second grader, first of all, good penmanship. There's a picture of the note, very well written note. And I mean, that girl's going in gifted and talented. Oh, yeah, well, maybe her spelling, she said not at eating was E-T-T-I-N-G. What is that?
Oh, well, lock her up.
Second grade spelling. But, I mean, I think that was pretty good. And the dad, his reaction was, what did he say? He goes, "I asked her if she liked her packed lunch. She told me there was a note in her lunchbox." So she said, "I'm not even talking about it, Dad." She's like, "We're not talking about it."
Could have been way worse.
I say, you know what, Emily, if that's how you want to speak to me, I love it.
Could have been way worse. She could have attacked him.
There's no F word. Right there. Okay. Yes. There's an F word in this article. So just don't read it. Read the F word. No, we're not saying the F word or reading it. Okay. Now, welcome back, Shane, for paying attention. He hears the F word.
There might be some curses.
Correct. So now this story, Danny.
Can I read it?
You hang on a second. What do you think the reaction of fathers would be when Kim Kardashian does an Instagram video tour of her children's playroom?
A father's reaction?
Show off.
What do you think some dads, how do you think dads reacted when Kim showed off her kids' playroom?
Why is she doing?
Did they not care at all? Because that's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. I actually would agree with you. I'd be like, you know, she's rich. A lot of rich people have giant rooms. Who gives a shit? Well, there's apparently a couple fathers out there, and this one says Kim Kardashian's playroom tour is triggering AF.
Daddy said the bad word.
A man said that?
Yeah. I didn't say the word. You're not saying it either.
Daddy said a bad word.
No, I didn't say the bad word. Danny, did I just say the F word?
No.
God, I'm
did not.
God, I'm abused.
Shane, tell on him.
I didn't say the S word either.
You did? Yeah, we did.
No. Did I say? Oh, I may have. Oh, yeah. Well, so trigger. So this.
Can I read it?
Well, no, because this. I just highlighted this. So the. No, because this actually has a lot of bad language in it up there, which is actually really bad. But I just thought it was odd. Like, and I went back on the Instagram story and I looked at it. I just think showing off your kids' playroom in general, I don't get that need. I think that's probably a mother's need versus a dad's need.
Okay.
Right? Like, do you show off where you play with your kids?
If I showed off my kids' playroom, people would have a panic attack at the mess. It's actually pretty clean, but it's just, we just cleaned it up today.
Well, because the argument, Danny, is it's normally very messy.
But correct.
Kim Kardashian's is like a Disney World. Yes. Yes. Emily, like to comment on this.
I have two things. First of all, can you show them this? See this picture? It's upside down.
No, it's not. This is the actual Instagram.
Okay. So okay. If you look at the slide, the ball pit is actually on the slide. No, the ball pit is on the side where you would climb in the ladder. Isn't that sort of weird? Wouldn't the slide be going to the ball pit?
That's a good point.
Also, today, my friend and I, we pranked her family and Ding Dong ditched her and used Daddy's cardboard Kim Kardashian and put them in the front window.
Love it.
Full circle, a full circle Kim Kardashian moment here. But yeah, it actually is a funny thing, Emily, that, yeah, she has a ball pit for her daughter, but the ball pit is where you climb the ladder to get onto the top.
Interesting.
Oh, did you hear that? Shane, we may have a brawl breakout with my two kids. It happens. Okay, so the last story, Danny.
Yep.
How do we like this segment so far? You like this?
I do like it.
All right, so this is a good one. We're going to end on a positive note. What happens to fathers when they become a dad? Do they get healthier?
A vasectomy.
No. Well, that happens. But do you think this article says that when you become a father, you become healthier, not healthier, or your actual health becoming a father has no impact on your health at all?
I can only respond by commenting on what happened to me, and it is not healthier.
Oh, Danny.
I eat their snacks. I eat more snacks because, like, I eat on my own schedule, and then when they're hungry, I eat again. I work out less. This sounds like I'm complaining. I'm not. It's just, I'm just stating.
I think, wait, what were the options?
Does the dad become healthier, not healthier, or no change at all?
I would say, like, he changes, but it's not in, like, a healthier way or an unhealthier so way.
I think you're right. I think
no change. No real change.
I think
no significant change.
I think it starts off unhealthy, but then as they get older, I'm hoping it's going to lead to more health because we're going to be playing sports together. I'm going to want more energy to play with them.
Well, I am unfortunately here to tell the both of you, you're both wrong. You're both
stagnant.
No. Becoming a dad, men get healthier when they become a father. That is, the research shows it. Now, you read the article, because I said, let me investigate this. And actually, no, you can read it. Not out loud. You can read it. No, not out loud. But what's interesting about this article is that because... But what's interesting, Danny, is... And this is where you have research studies that show a correlation is not causation. And like, why why are men getting healthier? And we just say, what is BS?
So why are they getting healthier?
Well, because it says after our analysis, the results indicated being a father was only meaningful as a predictor of purpose. So that having a strong sense of purpose significantly predicted whether a man was more likely to adopt healthy, health-promoting behaviors with greater social support. So in other words, they found that it wasn't being a father per se that was associated with healthier living, but fathers were more likely to report experiencing a greater sense of purpose in their lives, which was closely associated with healthier living. So fathers with a greater purpose leads to healthier behaviors. So in theory...
How old is her child?
Well, this is a research study. Well, I mean, that's a bad article. Don't read the rest of that article. It's cursing.
I can't hear. Study? Sure. So I guess I got to get healthier.
Well, no, but Danny, that just means we are actually healthier than we are because we live hard dad lives. But if you commit to the Dad So Hard Nation and you commit to being a hard dad, you are committing to a more purposeful life.
That's right.
And more purposeful meaning, which means indirectly, without making any effort, you will indirectly become healthier. Because your life will have more purpose, so you will unconsciously do things to be healthier. It's like the best diet plan.
Oh, now I see. You're probably spending more time with the kids.
Exactly. I'm going to play with my kids. I'm now, like, instead of watching football, I got to go to a park.
And also, like, at night, the baby's going to cry a lot. Not going to get, like, as much sleep.
You may get less sleep.
Well, that doesn't make you healthy.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't think that's the serotonin builds. It's not good. Oh, she has to have those. All right, so finally, Danny. Now, that was breaking news. I had four hot stories.
I loved it.
Okay, Emily, before we get into my dad, I'm going to do dad wins and dad's fails. Okay. And I have two. No, I'm going to talk about it as part of my dad wins. I am going to do it. I'm going to see my dad win. And Danny, what's your dad win or fail of the week? Do you have one?
Wait, tell me what it is.
My dad win and my dad fail of the week. Well, I would say, I don't know. I don't have one. I'll try to think of one while you do.
Maybe you're dad neutral. You could be dad neutral.
If I can think of one while you do yours, I will.
You know, these segments only pop up when I actually have one. So that's the reason why I came up.
Yeah, I know.
That's how this show is programmed by me. So, so my dad fail of the week, I'm going to start my fail, was that Shane this week, I got him a couple Nintendo Switch games, and he was playing them, and I have no clue how to play them. So every time he was, like, stuck somewhere, he would give me this game, and for 5 minutes, I was like, I have no clue. In particular, it was when it was an Avengers game. I had no clue.
Okay.
Then I opened the box. There were no instructions. Who makes a video game with no instructions on a Nintendo Switch?
Do they normally have instructions?
I mean, I
thought you just play it and figure it out.
It's literally just like you buy the thing that holds like a CD, and then like it has a little chips to put in the Nintendo Switch, and then they're like play. Like there's no nothing.
It's definitely not. It's definitely not in pro sustainability these days because you get a giant plastic box with it like a microchip that big. I don't really get it, but no, there was no instructions. So I six times this weekend I was given a Nintendo Switch. And literally not what I call it a dead fail was because I literally had Danny no desire to play. Was like, yeah, I faked pretending doing something. I was like, I can't do it. Just threw it back at him. But somehow he figured it out.
You know what I always liked doing? Well, I actually can't wait to do it with my kids when they get video games. Is like, I remember when I was younger and I would do it with like younger cousins and stuff. You hand them an unplugged controller. And you play the game yourself and let them think they're playing.
Oh, well, so Danny.
When you want to play the game.
You could test that theory out in about the next 6 months with your kid. No, I tried that with Shane. They know it's because they start moving it and they're like, it's not moving. They know that it's not going in the direction that they're using.
Yeah, I guess you got to do it with like a 4-year-old.
You better do it with a 2.5-year-old. Once they're 3.5, they know.
Really?
Yeah. Shit. Oh, you're done. No, but you got to get, what you have to do is like when Shane was when they're 3, 3.5, you have that third remote where like two people can play, then you give the one, but they watch you and they're like, why are they paying attention to me? He gets, no, he's like,
yeah. And why is he only looking at the screen?
Correct.
Yeah.
So, my dad win of the week was I went out of my way in my schedule to make sure I could go to school on Thursday morning to attend one of Emily's functions. Emily would like to explain. This is in her school, they have a lot of different activities. What was this one?
It would go fast. Okay. So basically, it's called the Wax Museum because we pick a person and then our teacher approves this person, and then we do it. And like we research him and like write a speech about them.
Dress up
and
like
then
them.
We dress up. Up about like we dress like them, and then like this special teacher Miss May comes and like helps us figure out our poses so that when people don't press our button because people press our button when we and
so
then we come alive because we're like
so who is your person? Who is your person?
Hope Solo.
Ooh.
We try to tag her on Instagram.
I did an Instagram stories. She didn't look at any of her stories.
Damn it.
Boo.
But Emily, what was something that you tell Danny something about Hope Solo that you did not put in your school biography?
I can think of something that I hope she didn't put in the biography.
She got arrested twice.
Oh, yeah.
For like violence with her sister and for driving a U.S. Soccer.
No, was it a DUI?
U.S. soccer team.
U.S. soccer team truck? Oh, she was driving U.S. soccer team truck. With what? Was she drinking? Oh, with her husband? Yeah, I think she...
And was it with her sister or I think it was with her nephew that she beat the crap out of?
No, she beat up her sister, right? No, Emily said she beat up her sister.
I thought it was a man.
Half sister.
I thought it was a man.
I thought it was her husband at one point. Well, she's a goalie. She was a tough chick.
She was.
That's why she helped the U.S. soccer team win gold medals, and that's why she is number one in the world, right, Emily? That's why Emily looks up to her, admires her.
I don't.
You don't now?
I just researched.
You're over her.
There's many things about her that you probably don't want to know.
Emily read that. She had to read her bio. So
I had to read articles about her from like this biography app.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh my gosh.
Not all of them are good.
No.
But this is, listen, the third graders of America.
Did you know she was on Dancing with the Stars? I don't think I put that in.
I did know that.
I didn't know that. But it was fun. So they put all the kids in rooms. Like one was an athletic kids room. So like soccer, baseball players. I learned a lot. There was things
That's
I learned
cool.
about. Yeah. The interesting enough though, the shortstop of the Houston Astros who cheated at the,
That's right. World Series.
He left that out of his bio.
Of course he did.
Your buddy Luke, he was the Astros baseball player who cheated in the World Series. But they did not talk about that. I was like, oh, what about that? You were in the news last week.
You should have asked him.
I know. He was in that was off limits.
I think that'll go away.
Wasn't where.
How did they cheat?
I'll tell you about it afterwards. That's a different story. But I know, but it was cool. And it was nice. But I liked being able to leave, go to work late and actually show up and be there. And it was actually, I was impressed by, again, the good amount of fathers and mothers,
nice.
The good amount of dads who made, took our time to get there, right? There were a lot of dads there, right, Emily? At the Wax Museum, there are a lot of dads. Yeah. It's not always moms that show up. Fathers show up, too. Like, my wife had to work. She couldn't go.
Yeah.
So, you know, it worked.
Nice.
All right, so, me and Danny are going to sign off. Before we go, Emily, and say goodbye. And thank you to everybody. Is there something you'd like to say to everybody for letting you, for having them listen to you on the podcast this week? What do you want to tell our fans? Anything?
I will probably be back next time.
I would maybe. Assume Shane. You would be back again.
Yeah, and Shane, what would you like to say to everybody?
I am a poopy head.
Knew it. I knew it. Could have called that one. Could have called that.
That was real. That was sophisticated.
Real professional, Shane.
Yeah, that may be the title. I think we may make that the title of the episode this week. I am a poopy head. Do not touch the computer. He's about to like, Shane, you really are a little. We have about a year, Danny, before Brady and Cody start breaking in.
I know.
All right, so please write in, leave a comment, tag us. If you like this episode, listen next week. And if you don't like
it. If you didn't like it, give us a chance next week.
Give us a chance. My kids won't be on it for a while again, I promise. I do this every 6 months. I got to get that to get it out of their system.
Hey, I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah. I think I got some sun outside today.
Look it. Yeah, you look a little tan. Hopefully I come back tan from Florida, so.
I know. Well, enjoy. Oh, the other thing is, I forgot beginning of the story. I was in my notes. It is President's Week. So everybody's on vacation. If you're listening to this at the beach with your families, enjoy it. And I'll be at work. Me and Dan, you're off.
Well, technically, I'm working because
you're in the satellite office.
Yeah, I'm down there for work. Yeah. And then I'm meeting up with Mary Jane and the kids for Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'm just very thankful for all my coworkers who went on vacation because that'll just mean it's a little quieter in the office.
Exactly.
So whether it's a win-win for everybody. If you're on vacation, you won.
You're either on vacation, you have a quiet week at work, which is vacation.
Oh, and I'm going to get yelled at by my kids as to why we didn't go on vacation this week.
Because we're going on vacation in like 2 weeks, but like why wouldn't we just go this week?
This is one of the most expensive weeks to travel. That's why.
Correct. That's right. And we're going to go, Emily. Our vacation is tied to a blogging summit where we're going to the Dad 2 Summit. That's when we're going to D.C. because I got to...
Isn't it?
No, it's in 2 weeks.
Oh, they moved it.
No, I think, they moved it a week. Okay. They moved it a week. It got pushed back a week from the original schedule. So, it is the 27th. I'm going next Thursday night.
Cool.
So, maybe if you're a dad blogger and you're listening, look for me in a red shirt.
So hard shirt.
The big dad, Matt, I may have to bring shirts. Yeah. So we'll talk. We'll text during the week. Enjoy vacation.
Peace.
Peace, everybody.